Bob, this is Veronica Entwistle. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm really glad you have because we have a lot to talk about tonight. And as I said in my little flyer, some of you don't get my flyer, but you might want to, and I said that we were going to do some sound healing meditation because we're preparing for a very honored presence on Paradigm Shifters next Tuesday night. As somebody who's been quite a leader in the sound healing world since probably the mid-80s, I guess, Jonathan Goldman, and a lot of us were kind of broken into getting more conscious of our body energy fields with chakra chants and many other sounding techniques he's taught us. He also was pretty famous for teaching the chakra sounds, using vowel sounds to activate various chakras. And, you know, I don't remember studying his stuff years and years ago. I remember it when Chakra Chants came out. But I know for years and years I've used a system, and who knows where it came from. Might have gleaned it from someone else or channeled it, or maybe I learned it from you. I don't know. But what we're going to do tonight is use something that he uses all the time. And he put out a book called, The Divine Name and the Sounds That Can Change the World. And essentially what he's found in his meditation and so on is that using those sounds, like the vowel sounds, with the chakras, I mean the seven basic chakras, I don't mean the 184 or 38 or something and all the complex ones and the 12 and the esoteric ones and the etheric and hoo-ha. I'm just going to stick to your basic third-dimensional chakras. Are they third-dimensional? I don't really know. Anyway, what he does is he takes you through with his wonderful book, Divine Names and the Sounds That Can Change the World. He takes you through a series of exercises where you use these vowel sounds through the chakras. And if you do it, now we're not doing it today because this is Radiance by Design and this is an interactive show where you're going to call in, aren't you? Anyway, as you use this on a regular basis, especially when you settle on a certain style and you can lose your mind and go into just the vibrations, it is amazing to me how, I guess what I want to say is the word is made flesh. We all hear that when we're talking about sound healing. But in your body mind, when you do your sound your chakras, you get this resonance that starts to grow and grow. And then behind that, there's a really much deeper flow. And it's something that you can't really be aggressive about it. It's something that rises behind, if you want to say it this way, it's kind of like the noise of our reality. It kind of flows through. A lot of people in Qigong or in yoga are talking a lot today that they like to do, not just today, but these days, what they like to continually do their movement or their exercise until that deep inner flow takes over. They call it the core. And the core takes over instead of doing the movements do through you. So I'm very conscious when I'm using this latest technique with his latest explanations that's kind of what happens. It taps the divinity. This is how I see it, okay? He didn't use these words. I use these words. Taps the divinity within. And then I'm conscious of the fact that this flow starts to move through me. And this morning when I was doing it, I felt such a strange expansion as if I were hugely cavernous inside. It's like my body was very unobstructed by material things. Now, a lot of us know also that sound healing is an ancient tool to use for various organs and blah, blah. And this is not a lesson on sound healing tonight, though. I don't mind if that's what we're going to talk about. But what I'd like us all to do is do our meditation. And as we know, with all our discussions about, for example, The Secret and so on, our manifestations, our ability to create what it is we desire, what it is we intend, what it is we yearn for, what it is that we think we want to manifest, is a very deep and vibrational system. So that if your subconscious is vibrationally dense and you're seeking a high frequency outcome or manifestation, you'll probably be blasted with some subconscious denser manifestations before you get to break those up enough to actually experience your high frequency manifestation. And so I'm saying to you, let's do this sounding. I'm not promising it'll bring you a pot of gold or that it, because it is kind of a rainbow, isn't it? I'm saying to you that as you tune into your chakras and really lighten the resonance of each one and really consciously, intentionally bring their colors forth or fifth or sixth or seventh, you will be able to be sovereign over the truth of yourself, moving into the world with much more of an inspired selfness. So let's get going, everybody. And then I want you to call in. I'd like to talk tonight about, we can talk about sound healing. We can talk about what happens when you do the meditation. And I'd like you to talk about, I think I wrote about projections. I've really been into this thing about projections, having a series of paradigm shifting interviews with Wal Kool through Kathleen Kingdon. And talking about how everyone and everything is projecting at all times, and to get into the true self is quite a lot of work. So we're using sounding at first to really get conscious about the resonance that we're experiencing. And then we're going to talk about projections and how you deal with projections and how we neutralize those so we don't have to, as I already said, slip into the manifestations of denser and denser frequency outcomes or patterns, old subconscious, maybe lineage patterns or whatever, that we have to break up through our conscious activation. Let's just vibrate them out of our body and let's talk to each other about projections and how they may be getting in your way, how you're neutralizing them. Let's do some, and I hope you're going to call in like mad, and we'll do some energy clearing with my guides and angels and yours too and our higher selves. And remember, one of the things that Jonathan Goldman is talking about a lot is something that we're talking about too, which is becoming a conscious community, a vibrational milieu in which humanity can rise to a higher level. Those subconscious densities don't have to kind of bluff their way in and bust us up in the form of war or greed or whatever. This is not a political lecture. Actually, it is. My politics is vibrational. What's yours? That's another reason you're going to call in, isn't it? So let's take a deep breath, or a couple of them. Remember, the deep breath loosens up those dense frequencies. It helps you detoxify things that you've absorbed through all kinds of projections today or whatever. One more and drop it right down to the perineum, the space at the bottom of the torso, the flesh at the bottom of the torso. Now I'm going to get you to drop your attention to the base of your spine. Actually, we're going to start at the top. Jonathan Goldman was saying that he was inspired by his own higher beings to start at the top chakra, move down to the base, and back up again. So let's us do that today, too, and see what you feel. I'm not going to tell you what you should feel because, you know, life is subjective. And remember that your vibrational beingness is the only one in the universe that has your specific and particular imprint. But many of us don't find it very easy to actually experience that imprint because there's so much that comes at us that we have to either choose to dismiss or choose and hold. And, oh, I don't need to go into that yet. We can talk about that later. All right, so we're going to start at the top of the head. And the first thing we're going to do after we've done our little breath, which we just did, is call in the presence of our higher beings, our higher selves, and of higher consciousness on a collective level. Now, we're just going to do one sound for each chakra, but we're going to take that sound right out. We're not just going to go blip. We're going to do ee at the top and then say ee until you run out of breath. Take a deep breath in, and then we'll move to the next one. And I'll say them just ahead of you, okay, so that those of you, many of you already know them, but those of you who don't, you'll get prompted. Follow the bouncing ball from the olden days. Top of your head is violet. brings in God's guides, the angels, higher power, higher self, anything that other than self that you believe in. I'll do that again because I don't think I said do it with me, and I'd like you to do it with me, so we'll just go through each one once, but we'll do the top one twice. Like a bowl, not like a tube. Wah, wah. And now the heart is it's green. Plexus, the stomach. Now the belly, the second chakra, is your subconscious area. That's the stuff we really need to blast. Everything needs cleansing. The subconscious actually controls a lot of it by being heavy and running through all kinds of chakras. And it's and it's orange. Break breath. Break breath. Surprised if you find some lumps and bumps and dark stuff in there, and the sound is deep and guttural. Solar plexus is yellow. And oh. green is the chest area. The throat. It's blue, and we go A. And the third eye is deep indigo, purple indigo, and we do I. Appropriate, isn't it? I. Oh, my voice. And then the top of your head is let's just do a couple of ohms and actually spread some wonderful vibrational sea out from around wherever you are, connecting with all of us. Remember, we're going to send a higher frequency energy, and that in turn, paradigm shifts, doesn't it? It moves the consciousness of our species. So let's all do it together. We're just going to do a couple of ohms. And I want you to feel the ohms running through your body. Your body is a sound chamber and will feel absolutely huge when you really get it resonant. I don't mean you have to go on a diet. Oh. Talk about that. I don't know. I'll give you the number. We're going to talk today about all kinds of things, about how to use our minds and how to release projections or neutralize projections, how to even recognize them, whether they're our own or other people's. And we might even use a little bit more sound to clear up some stuff. If you've got some issues going on, you want a little help, or if you want to say something about sound, or if you want to talk about projections and how to use your mind. We got your mind in mind. I think that's left from the 60s. The call-in numbers are 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Then we have three lines so that there can be four lines hectic all the way through here if we want to. 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602 is line one. 530-776-5185. 530-776-5185. And 530-413-4522. 530-413-4522. Now, some of you, when you were doing the sounding, had a real amazing light. This is how it looked to me. There are a few of you that went from, I'm not looking at everybody, I'm spot checking here, aren't I? I was looking at a few people who went kind of from, an opaque-looking self to a really very clear vibrational self. It's really interesting. So how did you feel when we were doing the sounding? I feel quite buzzy about it right now. I feel like it sustains itself. How many of you feel like that? And maybe I'm projecting. Kind of teasing myself here. So what is a projection for you? How many of you have thought, oh my God, so-and-so is projecting. Oh my gosh, what is she projecting on me? Well, you know, it's the hardest thing in the world is to find out what we're projecting on other people or what we're projecting on the whole world, isn't it? Now let's see. So say you go into a room and we're saying something as simple as, gee, everybody's laughing at me, I have the wrong colored shoes on, or something really mundane like that. That is a projection, isn't it? Or people laugh at me for being psychic. That is kind of a projection, isn't it? Now, if you look at a sentence like, oh, goody, you're on the air and I don't have to talk much right now, so go ahead.
Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Carol.
Carol, hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great. We're echoing a little. Am I echoing to you?
Yeah, would you like to just call back?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because we're talking about projections. I wonder if echoes or anything like that. Maybe that's more on the... Bob says that's from outer space, but maybe it's something like imitating each other. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Carol phoning back. But I just want to say about this projection, for example, people are going to make fun of me because I'm a psychic. There's a projection. But if you look at that, doesn't that go right through history? Doesn't that have like a load of information that comes from many, many other lifetimes, not just your own, but the collective? Isn't that interesting? And if you sat with just about anything that you're thinking like that, going into a room full of people, I mean, we could really take them like little, hot strings and run them right through the whole ancient times of our species up till now. Because even just the word psychic, for example, has so much energy. It's just laden with a lot of people's projections, a lot of energy, a lot of stuff that comes from past life experiences. So how many things are going on that are like that? And how do we get out of it? Well, according to Dhawal Kul, I'll talk to my own guides about it in a minute here. But goody, is that Carol? Are you on the air again?
Hello?
Hi.
Is it me again?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't think it was. I can hear you way better now.
Good. Okay. Well, you're echoing a tiny bit here, but I think we can handle it. So go ahead with your question. How are you doing anyway?
I would say I'm doing great.
Good. And you're getting ready for Mother's Day?
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm just checking back in if you have any insights into, what can I say? I'm still staying in connection with that person that I thought was very special, and looks like he may actually be coming to visit. And I'm just kind of taking a look at that, if it maybe will happen or... what you have a sense of.
Okay, I want to say three things, because you know me, I can't just say one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, how are your legs today, Carol?
I think they're okay.
Okay. Well, when we're talking about projections in a way, and I'm saying to everybody, basically we're vibrational vehicles of light. So as soon as you start talking, I see that your, I think, right leg is very vibrationally kind of fixed.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's interesting to me because I'm saying that when we're hoping for our Prince Charming or Princess Charming, right, we do project a lot on that person, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to say to you, in your vibrational vehicle of light, and you do have a beautiful light in there, I'll tell you that, but in your legs, you've got something which is that you are not very well supported by the male. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say here's a perfect example of we can do predictions, but I'm saying I would take that prediction into your body, mind, mostly your vibrational body, and say, let's take a look at your issues of support. And really quickly, and I want you to ask your body, mind, do you feel supported? And people at home, you can do this too. And if I say man, you can check it, women, if you're a man person, right? So I say, go into your body and ask your body, do you feel supported by the male?
And you're asking me?
Yeah.
Hmm. Your body. You mean over time in life?
Over time in life, and maybe it's lifetimes, eh?
Yeah. maybe I'm afraid I won't be. Maybe that I would say, and maybe I'm afraid that I haven't. Maybe I haven't been.
Okay, honey. So let's get really simplistic about that and say, all right, what you're projecting out there is that you don't think you will be. Okay.
I think, yeah. Uh-huh.
So that creates a problem with the nature of the males that you bring in. First of all, this guy is a wonderful man, A. B, I'm not sure if he's going to be really available, even though I do believe he's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's coming to see you. I believe that it's a lot of fun. I believe at this, from this moment, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that the truth that we see in a prediction is malleable, is changeable in this moment. So we drop back into you. I say, he comes, he's not available in a way, okay? And you say something like, ho-hum, I get that all the time. And I'm saying to you, let's back up from that image. Don't be afraid of those visions, ladies and gentlemen, because they really teach you a lot about what you're bringing to you. We back up, we go into your body and go, let's move that old projection that comes from maybe eons of experience. We don't need to, like, pull it apart to see, do we?
Mm-mm.
But I'm saying to you that you are unaccustomed to support by the male. Hence, you project that you're not really going to be, and you can handle it anyway. That's kind of what you're projecting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would say, Carol, that that's on a subconscious level, not a superconscious level. You're super conscious to just as soon pick up her vibrational skirts and leap over top of all the subconscious stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. Let's see that we can, and I'm going to ask you to be astute and conscious of this over the next little while, because I believe he's coming. I believe that he has a kind of an innocence about him. You know, he's not a silly naivety. I don't mean that. I mean a kind of a harmless, kind of a curiosity and affection and attraction. He has all that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But your job, should you choose to accept it, is to take this effect, which is the what we already talked about, is that right in your legs, I see more than anything, this the not expecting to have security when it comes to the male. And we're not talking about retirement. We're talking about just the feeling of being safe, to be understood, to share, to maybe synergize. And I'm going, you, that's something you can work on now.
Yeah.
You can do writing on it. You can call in your spirit guides and say, I want to write about all the issues of security in the mail that I have. Sometimes that's enough, Carol, to absolutely shift the way our frequencies are held. And also, there's a lot of energy coming through us right now. I don't know if you can feel it.
Cool.
And we're sending it through, the guides are sending it through your legs and through your base chakra and your pelvic area, which, as you know, houses the subconscious. And they're reminding us, you know, you can step out of that way of being. So rather than believe any predictions, I would say let's get to work on that. And then we can look at predictions. If we're lucky, you'll call next week or you'll email me or something. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it's actually a gift.
Thank you.
Because
well, you're a gift too, and he's a gift. He's coming to see you, so let's get clear here.
I think it's work I have to do. I've been doing work for a year, and I think it's another piece that's really important.
And you know what? You have a beautiful light.
Mm.
So we'll have to say to you and many of you there listening to Radiance by Design that a lot of your work, which seems so strenuous and arduous and long-term, is really mammoth in terms of helping the collective move out of that subconscious prompting, isn't it? You've done a great job.
I liked how you described that in the beginning. I was inspired by that.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for your call and for calling twice because we couldn't hear each other too well.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you. Bye. See, now that was a very interesting call because that's a very astute person who works on herself a lot. And every one of you, me included and Bob included, have our own themes. We're all working on specific themes, and I'll bet you know something about what yours are. And many of the time, the themes will tell us what we are projecting or what projections we're going to crash into, which ones have Velcro on. Velcro, the forest, I think of it as kind of like a forest or an ocean of projections, and some of them just really stick to us, don't they? So what I hear from Dwal Kool is that, and he's a channeled being who came through Alice Bailey and has a brilliant way of explaining what channeling is all about. Sort of like it's a collection of consciousnesses accrued through many, many lifetimes, and there's so much light and all that, and that he is much more eloquent and complex the way he explains it. And when he's coming through a channel, there's a kind of a harmonizing with the themes of that channel and some of the vibrations. And so they work it through that way. It's a really beautiful kind of marriage of dimensions, if you will. But what he says about projections is, first of all, it's all karmic, meaning most projections, we all project like mad, as I said, and the projections come from your embodiment of all that your mind has taken on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So it's really complex to see where they came from, who's projecting what, and who is really who. But what they're saying also is to be, like with Carol's call, to be really conscious of something that you're projecting. Instead of looking for who's projecting what, assume that you are. You know, gets us so much more power, doesn't it? It's more uncomfortable and we blush more easily. But to do that helps a great deal as far as neutralizing it. So to get in there and to really know it, and you've heard me say this a million times, feel it, experience it, sit in it, and really let yourself neutralize it. So instead of just putting it forward, like in Carol's case, she can sit in it and really be conscious of it, and she can do some energy on it and so on. But she can't help but rise in frequency and become more and more unencumbered by these things, by that kind of recognition. How many of you ever heard of the power of now? I'll bet you all have. And I think that there's a lot in the power of now that could be explained by exactly the same techniques. So why don't you call in with your questions and tell me what's going on today in your life? How many of you are actively involved in the shift? And what is the shift to you? To me, the shift is a really interesting time where more and more and more, a greater and greater percentage of the population on the planet. Oh, goody, I'll just finish this thought and then you get to talk. Population, a greater percentage of the population on the planet is reaching that kind of ability to, for example, recognize projections and neutralize them, to create the reality they want, to move into a higher and higher dimension, become conscious. Now, you're on the air. Good evening. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi there.
I guess I'm in the school of what Galexis call of hard knocks, because I called you last week, and I was like, I want a partner. And then I fell and totally wrecked my right tendon something.
Did you fall in love?
I mean, fell hard, huh?
Did you fall in love?
I wish.
I'm teasing you.
But I talked to you, and then you're talking to the lady before me about her right leg. I mean,
isn't
it was like
that interesting?
A day later.
Oh, my Lord.
I guess
well,
that's
how are you doing?
A message.
Is it? I know, really. Is it your right leg?
Yes.
Just let me take a look at your field. Okay, so one of the things that happens is, you know, it would help you a great deal to drop into your center and ask yourself what you're projecting. Because what's happened is that you've muddied up your frequencies. Last week when you called in, you had sort of clear, cyclical, spiraling lights going through you. Today, they're kind of muddy. Now, that's not a judgment. That's what happens when we cloud our perceptions or cloud our issues. You see what I mean? So hurting yourself has somehow muddied your waters. I'm not laughing at you, honey. I'm laughing because the problem.
Oh, please laugh. I need to laugh because I'm really sad that I've worked. You know, I've worked hard.
I know. But remember,
and
we
here
were.
Just, I still am.
But remember this: we're working really hard to step. There's that word, step. Step out of the collective. I like to think of them as trances, the collective trances.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's hard. I mean, I've got a lot of clients. Some clients take minutes, ba-doing, and then they manifest. Some clients arduously work for a long, long time to get somewhere. Usually they have a theme or two themes or three themes that the soul is working on and trying to manifest a way out of its entrapment so they can be clear from the subconscious. And you've just got a lot of that going on. The thing that we love about your path at this time is your heart. Your heart is way, I can remember you years ago, and your heart is now much more, if we were to move from the head to the heart as a collective, you're moving into the heart beautifully. You have issues of being a person that haven't yet been cleared. And, I mean, you're not the only one, are you? I mean, I could say that about me, too, and pretty much everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you tore the tendon. Now, what does the tendon mean? The tendon keeps the flex.
Oh, it's the one that goes from the kneecap down to the ankle, the big long muscle. I looked it up in the book. I'm like 80% better because I've been doing healing on it, and I used a homeopath.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a miracle. Hallelujah. I mean, I fixed myself, but I'm fixing myself really, really quickly.
And so, but I'm just, and it's on the right side?
Yes.
So how's your flexibility? It's from the kneecap to the ankle?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you know that the calf holds childhood pictures. The lower part of the leg is a lot of childhood pictures, right?
Is it?
Yeah, and the knee is a lot about fear, and a lot about fear of falling, fear of flexibility, right? Tendons provide flexibility, don't they, so you can move your leg. So let's throw in a few more of those little metaphors so you can play with what's wrong and what you're healing, because you are healing really well. I'm so proud of you and your heart. This is what's really important. If your leg, the right leg, is male, if you think of it, male support, male understanding, it's usually male. You haven't had a ton of that, have you?
Never. I don't even remember a lifetime when I've even
had it. All right, so what is the other thing the right leg does? Is it leads, doesn't it? It takes you forward. It takes steps into the world, doesn't it?
Yes, I was actually going to the store and taking my silk when I fell.
Oh, my.
But at least I'm healing fast. I mean, it's like,
at
yeah,
least you're
oh,
able
yeah,
to chuckle.
Message.
Honey, at least you're able
oh,
to
yeah,
chuckle
gotta,
about
it. Gotta laugh.
You gotta. Otherwise, we're just sucking our thumbs for another. Anyway, so it's interesting to me because what do you have to give up? Play with me on this. And people at home, too, look at some part of you that's maybe suffering or restricted or whatever. What is it you need to see that that's telling you, and what do you need to give up? In your case, what do you need to give up?
Being a victim.
Oh, that's very good. Can you resonate
that
with
comes
that?
Comes to mind. It's hard, very hard to say out loud, but.
Well, not everybody can see you, but I can.
I just say what pops in up, and that's what came. So.
Well, you know I'm teasing you anyway, don't you?
Okay. Oh,
yeah. So the thing is like, let's drop back into that concept of the subconscious. In a way, as long as we're being run by our past, we are in victim stance, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And so young, I was a victim. I think that became an identity for me, really.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. Maybe let's take a look at your identity. Do you ever do this at home? Do you ever do this, people, where you bring up your identity and really look at what identifies you and then shift it around, make it malleable? Like, who are you?
Right, right. Like, I am writing a thing that says, I am this and I am that.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
Okay, so it's really a good idea for you to do a little bit more, because there's something huge to shift out of that leg. You're different than Carol. Carol holds hers in a really solid way and projects that I have to do this because there's no male around. You hold yours in a very fragile way, actually. So, and that, to me, is very interesting, because you have one call after the other. It's a similar part of the
yeah.
body. But it's very different. And it's, both of them are in response to having had very little male support. And I would say with you, it's way deep inside. You don't expect it, but you grieve for it, don't you?
Yes, totally, totally.
And anytime.
And so what are we doing about it? Taking a purple shower and...
putting you on the spit again.
Putting, and move stuff around in the belly, but okay.
Okay, just a sec. I'm just working with the guides here. All right, so they're saying here, we were asking you what's missing, right? Or what is it you want to relinquish? What are you going to give up? And you said the thing about victim. I think, can you give up a level of victimization?
Totally want to.
Okay. What does support you?
My spiritual beliefs.
Okay. So tell me about God.
She's compassionate and ever-present, and I'm a part of her.
What do you feel in your leg when you say that?
Tingly.
Okay. And again, what do you feel about authority? Drop into your body. Everybody, you can do this too. What do you feel
the
about
F word.
Authority? The what?
The F word.
Oh, authority, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's bring up authority in your body, and tell me what happened to your leg.
I feel chains. I feel tied up.
Oh, really?
I was persecuted by the Catholic Church or something.
Okay, so I want you to feel it again. Call up and feel authority.
Chains.
Okay, now call up and feel male, the male.
Ah!
More
so, chains.
Okay, so, and we don't need to go back in. It's probably other lives. It's this doodly-doo, blah-bitty-blah.
Yep.
But it's huge. You said victim. I say perfect, because what you've brought up is something you can work on. What do you want to do? You want to call up authority, and you want to call up the male, and you want to just keep calling them up. Aha! Now, see, when I do that, it pulls something up in your belly area. Did you see that?
I felt it behind my heart in that other place, yeah.
Okay, good. And so all the places I'm going to get you, and everybody at home, call up authority. And call up the male. Some of you don't have an issue about male. Well, I think a lot of men do as well. You know, it's not just the woman. And so let's call up those two things. And we're asking our higher selves and our guides and angels to pluck that kind of energy from our body. To pluck it out and to run some violet fire through our legs. Oh, my, we have to do it again with you, because you look like a peg leg to me now. I'm going, holy, what on earth happened to you, girl? That's what it looks like. You've got one funny little peg leg and one overgrown leg, and I'm like, that's historical somewhere. That's another lifetime. I actually don't think we need to parse the lifetimes and dig all the bits and pieces and nut meats out.
No, I don't, yeah.
Okay,
just energy
so one
now, right?
Yeah, and one more time. What's happening at home, each of you, whatever you're pulling up, okay? Now I want to ask you to call up being victimized by it, by some subconscious programming from another time. Victimized to me means it runs and runs and you can't get away from it, right? I want to call up all the energy of the victim. And now we're again running the violet fire, running it through your belly like mad. And your legs are beginning to restore to me. That's how it seems.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you look kind of, in this image, you look very beautiful, a little bit chubby with lots of scarves and swirling fabric around you, as if you were always in long skirts, and you look very beautiful. Probably a heel.
I'd love to dance again. I've been hurt so long, I haven't gone dancing in years.
Well, in this picture, I want you to look at this picture with me, and you can change it any way you want, but how I'm seeing it is you have been a very powerful teacher, heart-based woman healer, and loved the feminine authority in a very deep and passionate way.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, your leg looks like it comes together. I don't know what's happening in your leg. But it started to move past the peg leg and into an actual leg. And a nice solid one, you know.
Talk about that teacher just one more minute.
Okay, she's lovely. She's rounded, you know, one of the big bosomed, rounded
mm-hmm.
ladies with the big dresses on and the poof sleeves and veils around her head, probably in 1300s or 1400s. You have a lot of lifetimes in and around that period. Does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of
mm-hmm.
herbs, and you were in warmer climates, what you are right now, and doing a lot of herbal and very interesting esoteric treatments, and I keep smiling. It makes me cry, actually, because you loved authority so much, because authority to you is a very spiritual and esoteric, beautiful, wondrous gift to any of the people that you worked with and lived with. But I don't see any men around, so maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe in the right side of your body, it's reconnecting with the authority that is etheric, the unseen creator spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Creator spirit-esque.
Hmm.
Creatrix, you know what I'm saying. The wizard-esque.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very, very loving and very, very spiritual and really, really confident in all authority that she worked with. And I see you going through these difficult places after her. I know it's not a linear progression of events, but that's how it's showing itself to me right now. Now, I want you to tell me, I'm talking fast, but tell me how you feel and how's your leg right now?
I feel better. My leg feels better. My belly feels all churned up.
Okay.
My legs feel like they've grown roots deep into the earth. And
really?
That's good.
Do they look like it? Yeah, they look beautiful to me right now. In the sense that their understanding is spiritual. How's that?
Understanding what authority is.
Yeah.
Having my own definition, it's not male domination, ownership. It's a female definition of power and authority. I'm getting.
And as Lazarus would say, it's dominion, not domination.
Yeah.
You having dominion over your integrated beingness. Yeah, and it looks way better.
I love it. I can totally just work into that. Yeah. Okay, that's the healing then, right, is reinterpreting what authority means.
Yes, but it's actually, you know, it's so much of it's in us. It just gets blocked by our experiences and that which has been resonant in the subconscious, right?
God.
That we project.
Totally.
Well, get flexible, honey, and really get going on it and keep us posted.
I will, and thank you so much, and bless it be. I'll be listening to Jackie, too.
Okay, bless your heart. Good heart.
Namaste, namaste.
Namaste. Isn't that interesting how our little bodies, I mean, we're such libraries, aren't we? And I keep seeing over and over again, we're going to be able to step out of what she was talking about as being victimized by past experience, and in essence, so was Carol, and so am I sometimes when I'm always working on things, and so are we all when we're banging up against and reflecting off of projections morning, noon, and night, night and day. And it's so interesting because people will say to me, but I've been working. I don't know how many people will say this to me in a session. I've been working on myself for 15 years. Don't you know that? And I go, well, you know what? Some of us have been at it for maybe 300 or longer because it's such a huge number of, sort of incredible weavings of beliefs and the stuff that comes from the collective and the stuff that comes from our own cellular experience. It's really hard to know what's you and what isn't. But again, when your body-mind is blocking your forward motion for one reason or another, you're very wise to drop in there, look at what part of the body is talking to you instead of thinking too much or going out and seeing how other people see you. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm saying if we want to free ourselves from the tyranny of our subconscious mind, our ego mind, or any of those things, we're wise to drop into the now or to drop into neutral and also to pay very, very strict attention to what the feelings are and what the message is when we hurt ourselves. How many of you have had, I want to take a minute here and look around. There's so many people that I see out there that get perplexed because there's a lot of things happening around them, and they don't feel that they're empowered at all by what's going on. For example, I see a woman looking. She's looking this way and that, and the political situation is bothering her, and the power out of control and so on. Now, remember, the power that we have following projections or following, how did Kathleen Kingdon put it? Following the fast foods that hit our minds all the time. Yeah, I like that line, saying all the stuff that's coming out in the media and so on, so much of it is like fast foods for the mind, and we know that fast foods very rarely heal us. We don't know what's in them. We know they're fast, but they're also fast to keep our bodies confused. You can't think straight with that. I'm not preaching not eating fast foods, but I'm saying we have many, many influences that prevent us from clarity and purposeful exploration of our own special and unique vibrational print and our really strong intentional focus in the world. It's time for us to do that, ladies and gentlemen. It's also time for me to begin to sign off. And tune in at 8 o'clock, Jackie and the team. I can't remember what they're going to talk about, something really exciting tonight, some of the influences that are being placed upon us. I don't remember the specifics, but at the top of the hour, I'll be talking with Jackie, who's always delightful, and her team, when I love to have the honor of being able to interview her team and find out more and more about these expanded consciousnesses that are helping us on the planet this time to move our collective to a much higher level, to resonate with absolute possibility at this time of the shift. And on Tuesday night, Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio, we're going to have Jonathan Goldman. You'll want to check his, you have to Google Jonathan Goldman because I forget what his website is. I think it's called soundhealing.org. Might be that. And he has many, many different avenues that you can travel on his Sound Healing website, and you can learn a lot. Apparently, you can experience sounds, you can feel what they're like, you can chant yourself, because he really, like us, is working to create, and like Jackie, is working to create a huge vibrational community around the world to move our consciousness to a much higher level. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying with my guides and my angels, I love working with you. Call me if you'd like to have a session, or write to me on veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And, stay tuned because I'm doing some television shows. Paradigm Shifters is meeting television, and we're shooting, and that's in a loving camera kind of way. Steve Behrman, Swami Beyond Ananda, at the end of this weekend. I also want to say Happy Mother's Day, so let's tone a couple of ohms to say many, many blessings and Happy Mother's Day to all of you. We're all mothering ourselves. We're mothering the planet. We're mothering our children. We're still experiencing the mother that we've been and we've experienced for many lifetimes. So happy Mother's Day. Much love to all of you, even you boy people. Good night. Many blessings. Om. Top of the hour.